Welcome back to the deep dive. I'm really glad you're joining us again as we, try to make sense of complex stuff and make it actually useful. Our mission, same as always, is to cut through all that noise, find those key bits of info, and basically turn you into a well-informed pro fast. Before we jump in today, just a quick note, as we go through this, we'll mention some pretty good deals. So if something sounds interesting, definitely check out the links in the original Mattress Advisory article. There are some exclusive discounts, maybe even up to 30% off some top brands. Worth a look. Okay, so today's deep dive. We are plunging headfirst into the world of sleep. Specifically, this really interesting article, Best Mattress in India, Comfort, Support, and More from Mattress Advisory. Our goal today, simple. Unpack the most crucial insights from this piece, help you navigate the Indian mattress market, find that perfect match for your sleep.
And it's more than just, finding something soft to sleep on. It's kind of amazing how much a mattress impacts your whole day. Really think about it. Waking up tired, maybe dealing with that nagging back pain, feeling foggy. Often that comes right back to a bad mattress or just the wrong one for you. So finding the right one isn't just nice to have. It's fundamental. An investment in your health, your comfort, day in, day out. And this article, it really tries to guide you through the important stuff. Pressure relief, getting that spine supported correctly, and even the cooling tech, which, let's face it, is super important in India's climate.
Spot on. And speaking of guidance, today we're going to break down five top-rated mattresses that the article picks out as, well, the cream of the crop in India. We'll look at what makes each one tick, how they compare, and really crucially, who they're actually best for. Different sleepers need different things, right? The article lays it out nicely. Best overall. Best for side sleepers. Best for back pain. You get the idea. Best cooling, best memory foam. It's a good overview. Okay, let's dive in then. Starting with the one they call the champion, the Emma Hybrid mattress, the overall best mattress in India. That's a pretty big title. What's the story there? What's its secret sauce?
Yeah, best overall is a bold claim, but the Emma Hybrid strength is really its balance. That's the key takeaway. It's a hybrid, so it cleverly mixes things up. You've got Ala memory foam, not that old. Slow stuff. This is designed for faster recovery, more airflow, providing really good orthopedic support. And then there's Ergo Cell Foam, which is all about breathability. Put them together, and you get this really adaptable, comfy, medium firm feel. They rate it a 6.5 out of 10 firmness, very specific.
That mix of Halo and Ergo Cell for cooling and support. That does sound like a smart combo, especially for different climates across India. So, what else? What are the big plus points?
Well, the pros list is pretty solid. It manages to be supportive, but still contouring, which is, a tough act to follow.
Mm-hmm.
The cooling isn't just marketing fluff. It comes from that open cell foam and these cool gel granules that actually help pull heat away. Plus, the pocket springs inside they're individually wrapped give it really decent edge support.
Edge support? Why is that important again?
Ah, good point. It means you can actually use the whole bed surface without feeling like you're about to roll off the side. Great if you share the bed or just like to spread out.
Okay, got it. Sounds pretty versatile. But being overall best, surely it can't be perfect for everyone. Where might it miss the mark for some listeners? Any downsides?
Yeah, there are always trade-offs. For one, it currently only ships within India. That's a basic one. And while it's comfy, it doesn't have that super deep sink-in plush feel some people really love. Also, for folks over, say, 250 pounds, it might feel a bit too soft, maybe sink a bit too much over time. And those pocket coils, while responsive, might transfer a tiny bit of motion if your partner is very restless and you're a super light sleeper. Though, generally, it's pretty good on that front.
Right, okay. So, summing it up, who's the ideal sleeper for this Emma Hybrid and what's actually inside it?
It's really great for people wanting a cool, comfortable bed, especially side, back, or combo sleepers who need good spinal alignment and want to relax into the mattress. Also excellent if you need pressure relief but hate overheating, which can happen with some older memory foams. Material-wise, it's layers of that breathable foam with cool gel, the responsive memory foam, those pocket springs, and an HR transition layer. Specs are good too. Hybrid type, medium firm 6.5 supports up to maybe 250-300 pounds per person, 100-night trial, and a solid 15-year warranty. It really does seem to earn that best overall by hitting a sweet spot for a lot of sleepers in India.
That's a really thorough look at the Emma Hybrid. Okay, so we've covered the all-rounder, but what if your needs are more specific? Maybe you're a dedicated side sleeper, waking up with sore hips or shoulders, or perhaps needing more targeted orthopedic care. That brings us to the next one, the TSC Smart Shad Ortho Hybrid Mattress. The article calls this best for side sleepers in India. What makes this one stand out for them?
Ah, the TSC Smart Jarid. The key thing here, the real standout, is that Smart Jarid technology. It's quite revolutionary. It doesn't just react to your shape, it sort of micro-adjusts to actively stop pressure points building up. Imagine thousands of tiny, flexible walls that yield or support exactly where needed. It's proactive spinal alignment.
Proactive alignment, interesting.
Yeah, especially vital for side sleepers, right? Because your weight is concentrated on smaller areas, hips, shoulders. It's really tailored for them. And it's worth noting, the article mentions it's doctor-recommended by the AIA, the All India Health Association. That's a pretty strong endorsement. It's a hybrid, too, with orthopedic foam, aiming for support and that luxury hotel comfort feel. A bit firmer than the Emma, rated 7 out of 10.
Doctor recommended, that definitely catches the ear. But how does that translate into like a real benefit day to day? What problem does it solve that maybe others don't, in a way a doctor would nod along to?
Well, a doctor would appreciate how it keeps the spine neutral, straight. For side sleepers, the shoulder and hip can sink too much, or not enough, twisting the spine. The Smart GI fights that. It gives way under curves, supports flatter areas, prevents pain, promotes better long-term spinal health. That's the key benefit. So, main pros: relieves back pain, provides that balanced alignment. It also comes in two thicknesses, 8 or 10 inches. And the support is very responsive, really zeroes in on pressure points.
That targeted support sounds great for side sleepers. Any downsides to being so specialized?
Yes, a couple of points. The article mentions poor edge-to-edge support. So if you sit or sleep right on the edge, it might feel less stable there. Motion isolation is decent, but maybe not top tier. A really restless partner might still cause a little disturbance.
Sure.
Plus, it only comes in that medium firm 710 feel. No softer or firmer options. And again, maybe not the best pick for people over 300 pounds.
Okay. So, who should really put this one on their shortlist, especially with that AIHA recommendation?
Definitely side sleepers needing that precise relief for hips and shoulders. It's also great for older adults or anyone needing extra orthopedic focus, and for people trying to prevent poor alignment and joint issues. It's built with that unique Smart GRI D-layer, orthopedic foam, and carbon-tempered steel pocket coils. Specs recap: hybrid, medium firm, 710, 100-night trial, 10-year warranty. The unique grid tech and ortho foam, plus the AIHA nod, really make it the specialist choice for side sleepers.
Moving on, let's talk back pain, a huge issue for so many people. The next mattress is the WakeFit Elevate Pocket Spring Mattress with Memory Foam, highlighted as best for back pain in India. I think we've all been there, right? You buy a mattress, feels great for a bit, then suddenly you're sleeping in a dip. Finding real solutions for back pain is so important.
Absolutely. It's about investing in proper rest, not just temporary comfort. For the WakeFit Elevate, the key takeaway is how it targets back pain specifically. It uses a blend: ShapeSense Ortho Memory Foam combined with strong carbon steel alloy pocket springs. This mix is engineered for that optimum adaptive support and contouring comfort. It lands right in the middle, firmness-wise, a 5 out of 10.
So it's tackling a specific issue, mixing that soft feel with some bounce. What are its main strengths?
Well, the pros are appealing. It gives you both that plush comfort and a supportive bounce, a really balanced feel. You can pick from three thicknesses, 6, 8, or 10 inches, which is nice for customizing. It's good for pressure relief because of the ShapeSense foam. And the individual springs mean good motion control, less disturbance from a partner moving. Plus, it has reinforced edge support, giving you that stability we mentioned earlier.
Sounds good for back pain sufferers. What about potential drawbacks? Even a specialist mattress has considerations, right?
Indeed. Some people, especially those who need a very firm surface for their back pain, might still find this one a touch too soft at a 510. Also, a crucial detail: that 100-day return policy only applies if you buy directly from WakeFit's own website. Something to keep in mind. The article also notes it's heavy and bulky. Could be a pain if you move house often. And like many memory foam components, it might retain a bit of heat in very hot weather, although the springs do help with airflow compared to an all-foam mattress.
Gotcha. So who's the ideal candidate for this WakeFit Elevate, particularly focusing on that back support?
It's great for couples, thanks to that good motion control. Also good for light sleepers. And anyone needing gentle but effective orthopedic support. If you like the bounce of springs but also want that memory foam hug and pressure relief, this is a really strong option. Construction: individually wrapped pocket springs, the ShapeSense Ortho Memory Foam, high-density base foam, and a soft, breathable cover. Specs: hybrid, medium 510, ShapeSense Ortho Memory Foam, 10-year warranty. It gets the best for back pain title because that foam and spring combo balances softness and support, contours well, aligns the spine, and eases pressure.
All right, let's switch gears to staying cool. A massive deal, especially in India. The Sleepy Cat Ultima Memory Foam Mattress is named the best cooling mattress in India. Honestly, staying cool can be the difference between tossing and turning and actually getting deep restorative sleep.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. For the Sleepy Cat Ultima, the key takeaway is it's really impressive cooling. The article claims up to 4 degrees Celsius cooler sleep. That's significant. And it does this alongside effective pressure relief. It uses their AirGen memory foam and something called deep touch pressure technology.
Deep touch pressure technology. What's that about?
Think of it like having hundreds of tiny independent zones within the foam. Each one reacts individually to your body's shape and pressure. This allows for super targeted pressure relief, cradling heavier bits like hips and shoulders, while still supporting lighter areas. Helps keep the spine aligned precisely. It's an all-foam mattress rated medium soft at 5 out of 10.
That 4 degrees cooler claim is really something. What else makes it a cooling star?
Well, its main pro is that cooling performance, driven by the AirGen foam designed for airflow. That's the big highlight. It also gives precise contoured support and is great at relieving pressure points while keeping the spine aligned. And a nice practical touch. It comes with a machine washable smart zipper cover. Easy cleaning, just zip it off, wash it, zip it back on.
Okay, focusing so much on cool sleep. Are there any trade-offs? What are the cons here?
Well, being medium soft, 5'10", might be too soft for heavier individuals. You might not get the firm support needed for perfect spinal alignment. It's also probably not the best choice for stomach sleepers, who usually need a firmer surface to keep their hips from sinking too low. And lastly, the article mentions limited edge support, so sitting or sleeping right near the edge might feel a bit less stable.
Understood. So who should really be looking at the Sleepy Cat Ultima, especially if they run hot at night?
Hot sleepers, first and foremost, no question. Also, anyone wanting gentle, full-body support that cradles you without making you overheat. And if you like things low maintenance, that washable cover is a big plus. Inside, you've got the AirGen memory foam layer, high-density support foam with that deep-touch tech, and the zipper cover, sex. All foam, medium-soft, 5'10", top-notch cooling features, cool tech cover, AirGen foam, 10-year warranty. Gets best cooling because of that smart mix of breathable materials and comfort, especially the AirGen foam. Really aims for a refreshing sleep.
Okay, last one on our list today. For those who really love that classic memory foam, feel that deep contouring hug, we have the Sleepwell Pro FitRest Classic Mattress. It's tapped as the best memory foam mattress in India. What makes this one special in a field full of memory foam?
This one is really about delivering that cozy comfort and soft adaptive support people expect from memory foam. The key takeaway is its AccuProfile technology. This tech is specifically engineered for accurate support and really precise pressure relief. It's an all-foam mattress featuring double-layered quilting on top, PU foam, and that AccuProfile layer. It comes in at a versatile medium firmness, rated 6 out of 10.
AccuProfile technology sounds sophisticated. How does it actually help with things like muscle recovery and pressure relief? Can you break that down?
Sure. Essentially, AccuProfile creates different support zones within the foam. Think of subtle contours or channels. These allow for more. Give under pressure points like shoulders and hips, while offering firmer support where needed, like the lumbar area. This targeted approach helps muscles relax better because no single part of your body is under excessive stress. Better relaxation, potentially better circulation and recovery overnight. So its pros are definitely enhanced muscle recovery and pressure point relief. It offers that soft, plush feel many memory foam fans love, and it balances comfort with being pretty affordable. Is a big deal.
Makes sense. And the potential downsides for this classic memory foam choice?
Like a few others, it's only available in India. A possible drawback for some is that it might not offer enough support for people over 230 pounds, just due to the softer cushioning and all-foam build. And, as is common with many all-foam designs, it could potentially trap some heat for very hot sleepers. So if cooling is your absolute number one priority, maybe the Sleepy Cat is a better fit.
Right. So who's the perfect match for the Sleepwell Pro FitRest Classic, especially with that focus on recovery and gentle support?
It's ideal for side sleepers and back sleepers who want that gentle, enveloping support. Also great for people with mild back discomfort who really enjoy the hug of memory foam. Construction, double-layered Sleepwell Quiltec foam, soft PU foam, the AccuProfile comfort layer, and Sleepwell Resitec foam base. Specs. All foam, medium firm, 6'10", and here's a standout and impressive 25-year warranty that's way longer than the others. Really signals durability and the company's confidence. It earns best memory foam due to that soft quilting, supportive BU foam, and the AccuProfile tech. It really nails that balance of plush comfort, essential support, and affordability.
Wow, okay. We've really broken down those five top contenders, looked at their strengths, weaknesses, who they're for, great stuff. But, choosing a mattress isn't just picking one from a list. The Mattress Advisory article is fantastic because it also gives us this broader framework principles that help you choose any mattress. Expert, let's shift gears a bit and talk about those universal factors. What should everyone be thinking about?
Absolutely. And what's really useful is seeing how these general factors tie back into the specific mattresses we just talked about. It gives you a better lens. Take weight, for example. The article points out that a heavier mattress often means better build quality, denser foams, stronger springs, more durable, generally a better long-term buy. Lighter ones are easier to move, sure, but sometimes that means thinner layers or less robust materials. It's a trade-off.
Okay, makes sense. Heavier often equals more substance. What's next?
Sleeping position. This is huge. We touched on it, but let's recap. Side sleepers need that cushioning for shoulder shifts, spine straight. Soft, tedium firm is usually best, like the TSC Smart Granite is designed for. Back sleepers need support for the spine's natural curve, no sagging. Medium firm often works well, maybe with good lumbar support like the WakeFit Elevate aims for. Stubborn sleepers generally need firmness to keep hips elevated, spine neutral, prevents lower back strain. And combination sleepers, who move around a lot, need responsiveness, quick adaptation, like the EMMA Hybrid offered. The article even mentions the on-edge sleeper. If you tend to hug the side of the bed, you really need good edge support for stability, avoids that rolling off feeling.
Right, so knowing how you sleep is step one. Then comes what's inside the mattress, the material or mattress type. We saw a few today.
Exactly. Memory foam gives that deep contouring, great pressure relief, now often with cooling gels, like in the Sleepy Cat. Latex is bouncy, breathable, often natural eco-friendly. Organic mattresses focus on being chemical-free. innerspring gives that traditional bounce and good airflow. And hybrids, like the EMMA and TSC, try to blend the Benefits coils for support and bounce, foam for comfort and pressure relief.
And all these materials contribute to the core job, support.
Precisely. Proper support isn't just about feeling comfy initially. It's about preventing pain, stopping the mattress from sagging, and keeping your spine aligned all night long, maintaining your body's natural posture.
Then there's firmness level. It's not just soft or hard, is it?
No, it's a spectrum. Soft cushions pressure points well. Medium soft is a balance. Medium is often the just right for many. Medium firm gives more support, with some give, often recommended for back issues. And firm offers maximum support, usually for stomach sleepers or heavier folks. It's very personal.
And especially important in India, breathability and temperature regulation.
Crucial. A cool sleep is vital. The article explains how cooling covers, gel foams, open cell structures in foam or latex, and the airflow through pocket coils all help dissipate heat. Remember the Sleepy Cat's focus. It's all about letting air move.
Okay, so materials, support, firmness, cooling. What ties it all together?
Trustworthiness, the quality assurance factors. Does the company stand behind its product?
Right. Things like budget. The article stresses you don't always have to pay top dollar for good quality. Value matters. The trial period essential for online buys. Getting 30 or even 100 nights to test it at home, risk-free, that's huge.
Absolutely. And the warranty. A good one, say 5 to 15 years or even 25 like Sleepwell, shows the company believes in its product's durability. Durability comes from quality materials, high-density foams, strong springs, good construction, aiming for that 7-10 year lifespan or more.
And you mentioned motion isolation earlier too. That's part of the experience.
Definitely. Good motion isolation means if your partner moves, you don't feel it as much. Key for undisturbed sleep, especially for couples. Individually wrapped coils and dense foams help here.
It's clear the article didn't just pick these mattresses randomly. They mentioned their process, right?
Yeah, they said they looked at thousands of verified customer reviews, compared all those features: firmness, support, durability, cooling, edge strength, motion isolation. And they factored in trials, warranties, and price to find real value for Indian consumers. That sounds like a thorough approach.
So, wrapping things up, what's the big picture here? We've covered a lot, from specific models like the EMMA, TSC, WakeFit, Sleepy Cat, and Sleepwell, to the nitty-gritty of what makes any mattress good support, cooling, durability, tailored for India.
I think the big picture is empowerment. Understanding these details means you're not just buying a mattress, you're making an informed choice for your well-being. It really connects the dots between your sleep environment and how you feel and function every single day. Your energy, your mood, your physical health, it's all linked.
Well said. And hey, before you go, just a final reminder, that original Mattress Advisory article we explored today, it has all the details, plus direct links to check price for every mattress we discussed. And don't forget those potential deals, like save up to 30% off on some brands. All the info you need to dig deeper is right there in the article. Definitely worth checking out if anything piqued your interest.
And here's something to think about. Now that you have this deeper understanding of how much a mattress truly impacts your physical health, your daily energy, what surprising connection might you discover between your sleep quality and some other part of your life you hadn't linked before? Could better sleep unlock something unexpected? Food for thought.